Yeah. Alrighty. Bit of good rock music there, Tom.
I'm sorry, I was under the impression this was a rock show, not a pop show. That was pop. The LA Guns thing was alright. That was the first song. The second one was Girls. I thought Spice Girls for a second, the first time I heard Spice Girls.
Fair enough. Yeah, so before that you heard LA Guns with It Don't Mean Nothing, which is a good song.
Yeah, it was a rock song, followed by a pop song.
Alrighty, I build a bridge. Get over it.
You should go with the fact that it was a pop song.
Mm.
Keep going. Talk.
I'm trying to talk. Yes, well, welcome to Run to the Hills. What is the date, Tom? Because I have no idea.
It's the 7th today. 7th of July.
Excellent. And yeah, this is probably the first Run to the Hills that will be a podcast.
A podcast?
Hopefully.
Now, do you want to describe what a podcast is first for all those people out there that don't know?
It's just pretty much an internet radio show. You can download.
Yep.
Put in your iPod or MP3 player.
Yep.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm. And you'll get to listen to me, mainly, and a little bit of John.
Yeah, I might squeeze in a few words.
And maybe we'll put in some good music for you as well.
Well, we'll try. If I can keep Tom away from the CD player, I probably won't be playing any crap. Yeah. All right, well, I'm sure you've got some music to play for us a bit later on.
Oh, good music, yeah.
Yep. All right, we're going to kick things off, not with that, with a bit of Mr. Big, I think. Yes.
Mr. Big, cool.
Yes, they're an extremely good band. I love them.
They are.
You don't know them.
I do know them.
You know them.
I do know them.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying.
Are you sure?
I'm serious. you got me.
All right. Well, you'll like them. They've got a really good guitar player.
Okay.
In Paul Gilbert. You've probably heard of him somewhere.
Paul Gilbert, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. All right, this is Mr. Big. You'll probably actually like this song. It's not heavy, so.
Yeah, I will like it.
All right, it's called Green Tinted 60s Mind. Used to describe the darkness song. if you'd like to make a request, the number to call is 555-612-666. And we'll be thinking of a debate to launch into very soon.
Yeah, exactly. Whether that last song was a pop song or not.
I've got a few ideas. It's a CD that Tom saw just then with an inverted cross on it.
Oh, no.
Raised some eyebrows. So we might have to go into the age-old, does it really matter if the song supports the devil or supports God?
Who knows?
All right. Well, here's Mr. Big. This one's off the Greatest Hits, Big, Bigger and Biggest. The Biggest of Mr. Big. It's a good name for a greatest hits, isn't it?
A bit of big what, though?
Ooh, here's the song.
Just walk up a tree. here on 3YFM, 8 o'clock Wednesday night. It's the Volcanic Rock Show live. Rewind the years back with the likes of
Motorhead,
Metal Oak,
The Aztecs,
Black Sabbath,
with Goose and special guests. That's every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, only on
Great Ocean Radio, Stereo YFM.
Here was bound. He said there'd been a robbery.
you can't believe what's coming now. Special guest on guitar, Mr. Steve Vai. Special guest on guitar, Mr. Eric Johnson. Oh yeah. Just gonna count out a thing called I'm Going Down.
There you go, absolute ripper of a track there from G3, which that year I think was Joe Satriani, Steve Vai and Eric Johnson. Yeah, that one was called Going Down. I don't know who sung it, I don't know who wrote it, so, yeah. What do you reckon?
You just sit there. I'm a bit blank at the moment. I thought it was really good.
Good.
The guitar was okay.
Okay. Alrighty then.
You know him, right.
Before that, you heard Over the Hills and Far Away, done magnificently by Nightwish.
Oh, not magnificently might not be the word. I think identically to Gary Moore. I think identically to Gary Moore is what you're looking for.
Gary Moore clearly ripped them off.
Because you're Nightwish, a new band.
Mm. Green Tinted 60s Mind by Mr. Big, starting things off there.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Big, of course. Yeah, the classic. Great.
Brilliant band.
Mm-hmm. Pardon that, ooh. I sort of smashed the table. I'm infuriated by this merciful fate band.
You know, haven't even heard them.
Yeah, but still, they've got an upside down cross in the front of their CD.
What's wrong with that? Well, it's their beliefs.
I'm a bit, you know, Christian and stuff, you know.
So am I.
Well, but personally, I don't like to see the upside down cross. It reminds me of Satan, and, you know, I don't want to be reminded of Satan. He's bad.
True. True.
He's bad. We've been brought up to say he's bad. So, obviously, the band with an upside-down cross means Satan, which is bad. So the band is bad.
You're an idiot.
My logic is correct. Ring now, actually. 5561-2666 and just tell John that I'm right.
I personally think that it's their beliefs. And if you like the music, you can listen to whatever you want.
Well, you see,
and you don't have to listen to the message in the music. If you just like the music itself, you can ignore the message.
Yeah, that's fine, but I reckon they shouldn't display their beliefs on a front cover.
Why?
See, what if Jesus walked past that front cover? What if he walked past that front cover? He might have to resurrect another day. It's like, you know, Judas.
Yes, that's what he
should know. For the heavy, like the Christian that goes past, you don't want to see an upside down cross. I mean, that's
Christians are hardly going to be frequenting the heavy metal section, though, are they?
Well, they might. Some of them might. They might like it, but they seriously. I mean, if you got,
I am a Christian. I used to go to church a lot, and I love this sort of stuff.
Yeah, the music's fine.
Exactly. I don't support the message. I personally think the message is rubbish.
Exactly, but some people might take offence to it. You know.
Fair enough. Well, I'm going to play some Merciful Fate. I suppose I should.
Judas. John's actually Satan, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah, I'm the devil.
Playing the music playing the music of the devils is wrong.
Yes. Well, that's what rock and roll is.
The music of the devils.
Yeah. That's what's been known as throughout the ages.
That's true. Well, yeah. Obviously, you're the devil then, because you play bad music.
Fair enough. Well, here's a bit of Merciful Fate. This one's called Curse of the Pharaohs. After that, I'm going to play some Christian music. Just to keep it nice and even here, Tom. Here it is. This is Merciful Fate off the brilliant album, Melissa. Johnny, the God Squad there, cracking up like music for us.
Cracking up the bad music for us.
That wasn't bad, was it?
No, it was okay. No,
Petra?
It was pretty good. Yeah, oh, yeah, good. It was okay. Yeah.
For that, you heard The Mighty Merciful Fate.
The Mighty Merciful Fate. Don't know what they've got against Jesus. I seriously don't.
They've got nothing against Jesus.
Then why have an upside down cross?
Because that is the symbol of what they believe in.
So if they believe in Satan, doesn't mean they probably hate Jesus.
Why do they have to hate it?
Because Satan hates Jesus.
Yes. It does, but doesn't mean they have to.
Yes, well, they're supporting the devil. They're supporting the devil.
Proper Satanists, not this nonsense that everyone reads about, is just against religion. They don't like religion, but that doesn't mean they go on a war against it. A lot of the metal people back in the 90s, they used to burn churches, so they were just idiots. They had no brain.
But over time, things have changed, and instead of burning churches, they put inverted crosses on CDs.
That's from 1981. They don't do that anymore because they're not allowed to.
Exactly. Because exactly. So that means everyone's supporting my view. If they've got, is there like a law against it now?
I don't know. Probably not.
If they're not allowed.
Hell, if I ever release another one, putting an upside down cross on it.
Oh, okay.
Just to see what happens.
I'll make sure I burn it. It'll probably actually, no, it won't be burnable because it'll be touched by Satan and it'll
exactly.
burn.
It'll like fire.
I'll have to spit on it or something.
You're in
problems. Here. Anyway, we're going to have my section now. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of it. Good music right now. Good music. Mm. We're going to have an 80s band, something with not an inverted cross on it. It's going to be Dokken. Which is D-O-K-K-E-N. Dokken.
Not T-H-O-M.
No, not T-H-O-M, you idiot. No, Dokken is what it's called. And they're going to sing Unchain the Night.
It's probably the most famous song, correct?
Possibly. It's also one of my favourite songs. And I've got a question for you all. Who is the guitarist of Dokken? Possibly better than Van Halen in his time. Just didn't
yep,
get...
Yep, he was.
Yep, just didn't get the publicity as Eddie Van Halen did. But first it's going to be Dokken, Unchain the Night, and Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Good choice. And what's the number there, Tom?
5561266. And if you can tell me who Dokken's guitarist is, you'll get your name said on the radio.
Ooh.
How good would it be? It's like better than sex.
Exactly. And while we're here, we might as well do a bit of promotion.
Yeah, do a bit of promotion. Off
yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Promote how good I am.
Promote yourself quite enough, I think. Well, as I mentioned last week, there's a new website going called wombles.com.au. It's very, very good. You probably haven't seen it.
No, I look at it pretty much maybe twice a day, once a day maybe. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, also, I'm one of the moderators on it.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I'll have to look next time.
Yeah, do. Oh, you probably aren't going to the music session that much.
No, it's full of bad stuff.
Mm.
See, I'm a 70s fan, you see. 70s, you know, Rolling Stones, Dire Straits,
nonsense.
You know, Free,
absolutely.
You know. Good music. If you like that stuff, give us a call. 5561266.
Yeah, it's a really good website, so you should check it out. It's got heaps of stuff on there. There's a section for me on there, of course. Gig guides,
so
jokes.
Far, no viewers on John's section.
No, there's actually been thousands. It's clogging up the server. There's so many. No, not really. Yeah, but check it out. It's www.warnables.com.au. Everything you need to know about Warnable is on there. Forums, chat rooms, all sorts of stuff, the weather, and yeah, when we come back, he'll tell us about a sporting event that we attend regularly. Ooh, that's my phone. All right, here's Dokken and Unchain the Night.
Yeah.
put some sugar on me indeed. No, don't, not really. Tom, please. No, no, Tom, no, no, we are
no, seriously, not now, tomorrow.
Yeah,
all right. We're not on radio. That's pretty much as heavy as I come. Like, you know, Def Leppard, you know, they're on a bit borderline, my heaviness.
Mm.
I tell you what, like,
he's
you know...
soft. Pink,
you know,
he's soft.
Pink, you know, not, come on, Pink Floyd and...
they're rubbish. What's
my other bands I like? You know, a little bit of Neil Young, maybe. But right now, Gary Moore, Cold Day in Hell. Now, I remember last time I was here, Chris was a listener, and he liked Gary Moore, Still Got the Blues for You. He hooked me on Gary Moore now, and I got A Cold Day in Hell. Now, Nightwish before, Over the Hills and Far Away, was identical to Gary Moore.
Apart from the fact that it was better.
No, it's not, because Gary Moore is the original, which makes him better.
Yes, sure. Mm.
Nightwish your girls, so...
Whew. I said a huge crashy outside. I don't know why. Oh, well,
must be a huge rubble of people coming to see Tom. There comes a radio station. There's Tom!
They're just broken down the door.
They're trying to get through them, too. Seriously, they better make it quick, then. Gary Moore, Cold Day in Hell, Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream.
Exactly. 555-612-666. No callers. Go on the phone, really, hour in here.
We want a request. God. Even if you like 70s rock. 70s rock.
We'll find
what's
something.
Some bands of it? What's some bands of it?
Free.
Cream, Free, you know, All Right Now, you know.
Yep.
What else have I got? Dire Straits, you like Dire Straits. Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd.
We will have something you like.
Yeah, see it. You will. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird, whatever.
555-612-666, here's Gary Moore.
Way out of a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I heard the radio on. I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. Little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery. So good, like anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. I put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever is mine. I'm running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery.
God, that's...
My God, that was good. My God. Who likes my music? Tell me. Call me. Call me right now.
Call me now.
5561266. Who likes my music?
No one likes your music.
No, we've got no request for your trash. That's why we've got no callers. We need callers.
Yes, come on.
If you like, what? Flick through some of my bands on there. Flick through some of my bands.
Flick through your trash. You can flick through my trash.
Yeah, you talk away and I'll flick through this trash for you. It's
good
stuff.
Do that. Yeah, so what is going on? Why are there no callers? I've got to ask.
Oh, because
the music's been good.
Yeah, the music has been good, actually. The last four songs, especially. Last four, you know. What have we got here? We've got Aerosmith, Bad Company. Seriously, are we going to the Beatles?
Don't be stupid.
No, I didn't think we were going to the Beatles.
If you ever mention their name on this show again, we'll be out the door.
What if I said I hate them?
you will never leave the show.
Well, I'll be lying. Creed's Clearwater Revival, kind of got some classics. Crowd House, The Darkness, Deep Purple, Def Leppard, Dire Straits, Dokken, The Doors, Eagles. They're all there.
Crap.
Oh my god. He has no talent for music, people. Just don't listen to him.
Yep.
Anyway, I would like to promote something.
Go mad.
Soccer.
Yes, I do it as well. It's mint.
Yeah, it is good. Now, every Wednesday night at the Ardley Street campus.
That, don't be stupid. This week it's at Canterbury Road.
Oh, but from usually just at the Ardley Street campus, Emmanuel College. There is a soccer game. All you got to do is just rock up and you play.
$3.
Don't tell them the time. I want people to call and find out the time.
Exactly.
Seriously, yeah, call and find out the time. $3 for an hour and a half straight.
And it's fun.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half straight. This is full-on fun. People are great. Any age. They're all great except for one.
Yeah. Except he thinks it's the Premier League. But yeah, we won't go over there now. You can deal with him when you get there.
Well, because me and you are there, it is better than the Premier League.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you carve it.
Yeah. Of course. But if you like soccer, $3 for an hour and a half straight. And call now and you'll find out the time.
Yeah. Wednesday nights. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday nights.
Yeah, give us a ring. 555-612-666. What am I going to play now?
Eagles. I've got Eagles.
Yeah, good on you.
I've got three.
Like a medal? Would you like a medal?
Oh, no, I still would not like a metal.
Metal?
Oh, crap.
Alrighty then.
Well, we've even got Jimi Hendrix, Guns N' Roses.
No.
Led Zeppelin. Everyone likes Led Zeppelin. Crank it up loud, you know?
No, I'm going to play Poison.
Okay, you can play Poison.
Fair enough. The worst guitarist of all time is in this band, but it's a good band anyway. This one's called Fallen Angel.
I didn't know you played. Oh, sorry, keep going.
You idiot, I'm the best guitar. I'm better than Hendrix. Everyone knows that. Alright, yeah, so football. Oh, soccer, it's not football. Wednesday nights. Give us a ring, 555-612-666 if you want to know the time. Here's Poison with Fallen Angel. Remember that number, 555-612-666. You're on 3YFM. It's time to round up the podcast section because I think my tape's running out. So, yeah, whoever listens to this, thank you for listening. We'll probably do another one soon. Here's Poison, Fallen Angel.
Catch ya.